Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
He chose poorly. So what happened anyway? They found this stuff?
Yeah, I was going to say, you want to keep going?
I was barely even listening to you. All I was stuck in the last crusade.
Yeah, I picked
great
up that.
That's what I add to this program.
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Petrano.
What will happen today? Nobody knows, really.
What do you think's going to happen? Just take a guess.
I'll give you a guess. I think this is going to happen.
Yep. Agreed.
Okay, so People's Flag returns today. You know the flag. It's the blue and yellow one. A lot of people just think it's the Milwaukee flag. It depicts the sun rising over Lake Michigan. It was created as part of a flag competition many years ago, and it just was never the official flag.
They call it the People's Flag because it began showing up. People liked it. They started flying the flag. The Brewers incorporated it into some of
the stuff. There's DPW shirts I've seen the guys wearing that got like they have like a depiction of the flag type on the shirt. But anyway, it's not the official flag. It's this old dated one that actually some say has some racial depictions on it of the current the old flag. They want to get rid of that one. Anyway, Alderman Burgulis had tried to put this to a vote. So last month, they voted on it, and they decided to kick it. Why? Well, because according to Alderman Bauman,
if we're going to actually adopt a flag by one vote, that's out of order, guys. Come on. There needs to be consensus here. That's not the people's flag if it passes by one vote.
Yeah, it would have passed 8-7. So they didn't pass it. Instead, they couldn't send it back to committee because that had already failed. So instead, they just decided to keep it on the ledger. So it's now part of the unfinished business on the agenda today at City Hall.
I say we don't end up with definitive action on this measure.
So you think it...
I'd almost prefer they vote it down. I like the flag. I'd like it for it to be Milwaukee's flag. But if y'all don't want it, fine. Vote no, and let's move on.
Alderman Spiker says, you know, we could be talking about the mayor's budget plan.
We really can't devote our full attention to that. We have to also mull this over for a month, tell our constituents when they call me, which they will. What do you mean you're still talking about that?
So we'll find out today. Will it stay? Will it go? Or will it be kicked again?
We all say when I get older, I will be stronger. They'll call me freedom, just like a wave.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk.
Green Bay Packers may have, if not a problem at kicker, at least an open question, as rookie Braden Arvidsson is just 12 of 17 in field goal attempts on the season. Missed a 44-yarder against the Cardinals on Sunday, which hides easily in a 34-13 boat race, right?
Yes.
It was hardly decisive. Yet, when your kicker's only hit at 71%, that is a concern. Head coach Matt LaFleur was asked straight up by ESPN's Rob Domofsky if he is considering a change.
Considering a move this week at kicker?
I wouldn't say that right now, no.
Didn't say no, right? He said, I wouldn't say that right now. The Packers do have an option. We have a kicker on the practice squad. His name is Alex Hale. He's Hales, if you will, from Australia. Walked on at Oklahoma State and had a pretty nice college career. Coach, is it worth at least considering throwing that guy in there?
Yeah, we'll see. We'll take it day by day.
Day by day.
Actually, I had to go look for the song again. I didn't think I was going to need it.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Taking it day by day with your kicking situation and going into week 7. Packers welcome the 5-1 Texans, top of the AFC South, to Lambeau Field on Sunday.
Speaking of football.
Sorry, what?
Jets and Bills Monday Night Football. So the Bills would win 23-20. Here's what Troy Aikman said about the Jets after the game on ESPN.
I just think it's going to be really hard on them. Short week now. I could see this totally unraveling.
Enjoy that deliciousness, Mr. Rogers. Two Pfizer foreman kind of escalated quickly. Giannis gets a T in a preseason game against the Bulls. He just got really worked up really quickly. Giannis played 23 minutes, 24 points, 10 boards as the Bucks come from behind to beat the Bulls at Pfizer, 111-107. I really like this 19-year-old kid, this A.J. Johnson.
A.J. Johnson explodes around his man and finishes with a foul as Chris Duarte was no match for the rookie.
Yeah, he also missed a ton of shots. Like a ton of shots. Went 2-for-15, including shooting a three with 8 seconds left when you should just hold the ball to finish the game.
So, AJ, now explain to me what was the thinking. I was looking down for a moment, and I didn't even see.
I don't know.
AJ Johnson just let that baby fly. Did he even set his feet? It's almost like he thought the clock was winding down.
He didn't make it, by the way.
Even when the refs looked at me, like, what is going on out here? This game should be over, right?
That's Doc Rivers after the game. It was a learning moment for the kid, the 19-year-old who likes to play some good ball. He'll get better.
Ref looking at the bench, don't you all want to go home?
Like, what are we
We're
doing?
We're done here. 7:19 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Did you notice any? There was definitely some on my drive-in. It's called Grapple. It was visible on the ground. We'll ask Storm Team 4 Chief Meteorologist Brian Nisnansky about that next on Wisconsin's Morning News. Some of these showers moving in off the lake. Should be gone by noon, then chilly high of 52 degrees today and tonight. Freeze warning goes into effect for southeast Wisconsin. Our low temperatures dipping into the mid-30s by the lake. Could dip below 30 degrees away from Lake Michigan as we bring in Storm Team 4 Chief Meteorologist Brian Nisnansky this morning. Hey, Niz, was that grapple I saw on the freeway on my way into work today?
Yeah, and there were some yesterday evening, too. In fact, I was at my daughter Olivia's soccer practice, and I was sitting in the car, obviously. It was definitely a sit-in-the-car practice last night.
Also, point of order, when the weatherman's sitting in the car during practice, that's not a good day to be out there.
No, and, like, literally I had, like, these, like, slush balls hitting the windshield. It was just, like, you know, those melted snowflakes, you know, yeah. The moment they hit, they just kind of fall apart. You knew it wasn't going to accumulate or anything, but it was definitely, it catches you off surprise. And there's a lot of people who ask me the question, well, how does that happen when the temperature is still way above freezing? And really all it is it's that while we're sitting at 45 degrees here at the surface, just above the surface is below freezing. So it's able to kind of penetrate that little thin warm layer that we have at the surface and basically melt on contact.
Are we going to see more water spouts today?
Probably not. I think one of the ingredients that we had yesterday and today is that you still had like those breaks in the clouds where like the sun would shine briefly and like warm things up a little bit. We don't have that this morning, so probably not. However, there is once again some showers that have a little convective nature to it that are coming off of the lake. So it's certainly not out of question, just not quite the ingredients of what we had the last couple of days. What you really have this time of year is a body of water that's still sitting at close to 70 degrees. You get that cool air to come above it, and you automatically get the rise in air, which is one of the ingredients that you need for a tornado or a water spout in this case. It's water spout season for us.
And that freeze warning, that should take care of those box elder bugs, right? Like, can't we be done with those?
I swear, I think we got 2 years' supply of those box elders because they didn't die off last winter completely because we really didn't have winter.
Right.
And so, I mean, I think it will do a little bit to them, but in order to completely wipe them out, it takes a while. But yeah, no, they're out of control. Tonight will be the coldest night of the season by far. So if you're hanging on to like a couple more tomatoes that you want to keep going, you cover them up, you bring them in. But I mean, it's really that time of year for things to start to die off.
Are we firing up the furnace now? Is this
now? Yes.
I was asking you guys. I was planning on leading off with. I went into last night going, I'm holding strong. I'm doing good. And then I woke up this morning, and it was 58 in the house. And
I young children is. Like,
we have blankets. It's a thing.
Daddy, I'm cold.
So, like, one of the things, I'm technology savvy now. I have, like, you know, the Nest stuff. So I hop on the phone before I even crawl out of bed. And I got the furnace on before the kids even woke up. So everybody's good. Everybody's complaining. No complaints.
Hey, one more thing before we let you go. Talk about Storm Team 4 Chief Meteorologist Brian Nisnansky. What gives with the fall colors, man? Like, every tree on my house, I call it my lot, my yard, right? I mean, I've got stuff that's not even trying to turn at this point. I mean, raking in December.
I think we're going to start to see that quickly change now. Yes, we are a little bit behind pace, but it's just simply because we really have had just like a really, well, obviously, summer was a little bit warm. Spring was crazy warm. And fall has started off to be on the warm side as well. We haven't had those true chilly fall nights yet. And now that we have had a couple of those and we got a really good one coming tonight, I think you'll see things start to rapidly go. On average, third week, fourth week of October is when we peak. Maybe we'll be more towards like right at the end of October this year, Halloween time.
All right, throw another log on the fire, would you, Niz?
We'll
keep those kids warm. Storm Team 4 Chief Meteorologist Brian Nisnansky. The best division in all of the NFL is the NFC North. Head coach Matt LaFleur lets you know how important he thinks that is. Coming up in sports at 7:45.
Name the movie.
Oh, yes.
Junior.
Yes, Indiana Jones, Last Crusade.
Indiana.
Only the penitent man?
The penitent man.
Yeah.
Only the penitent man.
So at the end of that movie, of course, looking for the Holy Grail. And
Neil!
He's in that old...
And kneels before God.
That old temple, right?
Yes.
So what's that called? Petra? It's a real place. That temple's
in
a real...
Jordan.
Yeah. Super cool. Well, anyway, researchers in that same spot uncovered a hidden tomb under that landmark. They found... Unlike other tombs, they found one largely empty with newly discovered artifacts, at least 12 human remains believed to be 2,000 years old in this spot.
Did they find those old dudes guarding the grail?
There was actually one of the remains, they say, was holding a chalice.
No,
I'm not making that up.
Not.
There's nothing to suggest that chalice is anything
grail.
More than just a cup. But no, they found these and now they're all excited about it. There was a film crew there, so I'm sure we'll see more of that on the Discovery Channel or one of the cable news shows at some point.
Which one is it? You must choose, but choose wisely.
I still wonder though, why is that okay? Why is it okay for us to just dig up these
holes? Tomb raid?
Hey, look at this, human remains, look at this. And you're holding the skull up. Hey, hi, everybody.
It's an important question. Like, sometimes it doesn't end well in the movies when you do that.
Yeah, because that's what I meant.
Hence face melting off,
yeah, right?
Yeah, okay.
Great point. Or aging really quickly, of course.
He chose poorly. So what happened anyway? They found this stuff.
Yeah, I was going to say, you want to keep going?
I was barely even listening to you. All I was stuck in the Last Crusade.
Yeah, I picked
great.
Up
that's
on
what
that.
I add to this program. News is sponsored by Annex Wealth Management's Money Talk. That's heard Saturdays at 10 right here on WTMJ. Showers this morning, mainly before noon, and breezy and chilly with a high of 52 degrees tonight. Freeze warning in effect for southeast Wisconsin, low of 35 at the lake, 29 inland. Right now, 42.
Some great news in Washington. The Smithsonian National Zoo is getting new pandas. They have been sent.
On Monday, the Smithsonian National Zoo, which started this exchange program with China in 1972, posted on social media that something, quote, giant was coming today via the FedEx Panda Express.
Yep, so they open up the box, pull the tape off. Couple of new pandas.
Not, they weren't just like FedExed.
So yes, two brand new pandas are now at the zoo.
The male and female pandas, Bao Li and Qing Bao, both 3 years old, will be held in quarantine before they're acclimatized and introduced to the public. In August, the San Diego Zoo welcomed two new giant pandas, the first to be sent by China to the United States in 21 years. Britt Clenet, ABC News, Hong Kong.
So big panda news. This is great.
I saw these pandas, or I saw some pandas.
Yeah, so
at the National Zoo, this right in Washington, right?
Yep.
Why is this a big?
Well,
I thought the pandas were always at the zoo.
The bigger deal is that it's continuing the relationship by sending more. So the renewed panda diplomacy with the U.S. is seen as an optimistic spot in the frayed ties between China and the U.S.
Where
so the fact that they're like, here, have some more of these lovable creatures.
I mean, they're cute and all, but I was unimpressed. Like, we went all the way out to the National Zoo, which we have a zoo. We have a fantastic zoo.
You are unimpressed by the pandas.
No, I'm in the nation's capital with a billion things to see, and we spent a better part of half a day going all the way out to the zoo because
we had to see the pandas.
Okay, I mean, fine.
There's only one person I could guess would hate seeing pandas.
I didn't hate seeing them. I hated missing hours of, like, history or monuments or stuff. Yes. Museums. I mean, they're nice. Ate their little bamboo.
That's what they do, yeah, I suppose. Well, good.
I rolled around a little bit. There was a baby, I think.
Oh, that sounds awful.
Oh, the baby.
Can't imagine you would enjoy a baby panda.
I did not enjoy them. I was just underwhelmed when there were other things to see. 7:45, you do you on Wisconsin's Morning News.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk.
As Eric pointed out the other day, Packers at 4-2 are tied with the Chicago Bears for the worst record in the NFC North. Vikings are undefeated. The Lions are 4-1. NFC North, best division in all of football right now.
There's a lot of good teams in our division right now, so it'll get interesting once we all start playing each other.
Yeah, Packers head coach Matt LaFleur making the point, right? We really haven't had a lot of interdivision play. Packers played the Vikings, but that's it, righty? For the division?
That's it. I believe that's the only interdivision game so far.
Things will start to loosen up, obviously, and move around once we start playing each other in division. But LaFleur also not really interested in that conversation here going into week 7 of 18.
Right now we got a team that's 5-1 coming into our place. So if we're worried about anything other than the Houston Texans, then we're worried about the wrong thing.
Fair enough. Ooh, point. Like Packers that. Have the aforementioned Texans. Noon kick at Lambeau on Sunday.
Vince, it is the sound of failure. Would you like to hear it?
Please.
Good snap, good hold. Kick is off the upright again.
It's as if they had it specially mic'd up.
Good snap, good hold. Kick is off the...
Lots of missed field goals during the Monday night game between the Jets and the Bills.
That was just weird.
That was I don't think the wind had anything to do with that one.
Seen better kicks than that on college game day.
That's how it sounded.
What do you mean
ESPN?
When they pluck people out of the crowd and have them kick field goals?
It was really bad. Even Bill Belichick weighing in.
That looks like my four iron, Peyton.
Yeah, like his four iron. So, yeah, so lots of missed field goals, lots of penalties. A Hail Mary by Aaron Rodgers, but the Jets fall to the Bills. And the Jets are now 2-4 and just unraveling, says Troy Aikman. And a game that got a little bit chippy. It's time for Giannis to get some real action now. And we need the season to start for the Bucks because Giannis got a T, got a flagrant foul in their game against the Bulls at Pfizer Forum. The
Bucks in a preseason game.
Preseason game that doesn't mean anything. But, hey, I'm glad our guys worked up and ready to go. Bucks come back to win 111-107.
And the Badgers announced their homecoming game later this month against Penn State will be a primetime affair. 6:30 kick on October 26th, also the weekend before Halloween in Madison. So
here we go.
Be ridiculous. I almost advise against it. Night game going into Halloween weekend in Madison. Not smart. Northwestern is our contestant at 11 o'clock on Saturday. Badgers travel to Evanston for that one this week.
Good snap, good hold. Kick is off the upright again.
Idea Man.
My buddy that I played pickleball with this morning, he drops his wife off at the airport. He's got the fob, but the fob is in his wife's purse.
Innovative.
He went all the way to our pickleball spot, and then when he got there, the car basically told him, you can't drive anymore.
And Packers Hall of Famer.
I was just amazed that the car let you go. I can understand he was probably jamming to Led Zeppelin or something. But
it's time for Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and Kohler Services.
Got to get the lead out. Mark Tauscher on Wisconsin's Morning News is sponsored by Kohler Services.
Hey, Tausch, I only know of one person who could possibly hate pandas.
Hang on.
You want to guess who hates pandas?
Vinny.
Yes.
I don't hate pandas. I just was saying we burned a half day in Washington, D.C. going to the National Zoo when we have a great zoo right here exclusively so we could see the pandas, and I was unimpressed, Tausch. That's all.
Was that kind of like the Ron Burgundy? Was that a panda that they did the whole deal at the end and tried to an Anchorman? Pandas are cute, but
yes.
I would rather go see like a koala. I mean, if I'm ranking bears,
interesting.
Chicago's last, but then I don't want to see a grizzly, but koalas are cute little bears, and then the polar bear, I think, is the one that you really want to see. If you're looking, I could see, if you're in D.C., and it's you're going to see the Holocaust Museum, the Smithsonian, and all the monuments, I'm not interested in going to a zoo either. So I'm kind of with Vinny on this.
Wow. That's okay. The thing. It wasn't the pandas in and of themselves. It was, I could be, at the Air and Space Museum or visiting the archives or whatever, seeing the founding documents of our land. But I had to go all the way out there to see the pandas.
If you're in Milwaukee and there's not a Brewers or any of the stuff that you really like doing and you want to go to the zoo, go check out a panda bear or a different bear. But when you're in the district and you have all this other cherry blossoms and all the other stuff to do in D.C., I don't think you should hate pandas. I don't think that's how you should frame it.
I don't hate pandas.
Well, I'm just telling you how it came off. I think you could say, I think there's a better use of my time in the District of Columbia than to go see a panda. That's all I would say.
Anyway, need to play this for you. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell, over the weekend while he was in London, because they have these games in London now here in the middle of the season, said this about a possible Super Bowl overseas.
We've always traditionally tried to play the Super Bowl in an NFL city. That was always a sort of a reward for the cities that have NFL franchises. But things change. It wouldn't surprise me at all if that happens one day.
I'm open to it, Tausch.
Yeah, I thought for sure he was going to say he hated pandas. That was great.
That was his second question.
It's a growing community.
So I am not open to it, not yet. I think to say never, I agree with Goodell. I would say at this point you have a lot of spots. This is an American game, and the fact that you're trying to grow the game, I didn't have a problem at all with sending the Green Bay Packers to play Philadelphia and Brazil. You're trying to grow it. I don't have a problem going over doing London and Germany, and it looks like they're going to do Ireland. But you have to always remember where your bread is buttered. This is an American game, and to put it over in London to kind of acquiesce and think that you're going to end up keep working, keep putting regular season games over there, sprinkle some in Germany. I'm all for that. But to think that we're even within a decade of thinking about having a Super Bowl outside of the United States, I think is crazy talk. We're not there. But I have no problem with him saying, you know what, in 25 years, if we have a division that's over in Europe, okay, then I can get on board. But if you don't have a actual franchise or multiple franchises overseas, I'm not interested, because you can go chase a couple extra bucks to play a game in Tottenham Hotspur, a Super Bowl, when you could have it in Las Vegas or in L.A. or somewhere here.
So I'll push back in this regard. And I don't even disagree with everything you said there, Tausch, but I'm open to it because, A, how many fans actually go to the Super Bowl? And I, without regard for the Packers fans, who I've covered two of them, two of the three, fans drive without even tickets, go down to a New Orleans, go to Dallas. Even some folks flew out to, where was it, San Diego. For Super Bowl 32, yep. I get that. But most fans just watch on TV. And Eric made the point, like, how about a 2:30 kick for the Super Bowl?
Yeah, they'd have to move it up, right? You're not kicking off at 11:30 local time overseas.
That's another thing, because I would guess Super Bowl's appointment television, which is not... I'd push back on your pushback and say, well, it's more likely for just regular folks to get to a game when they don't have to fly overseas to go to it and then add all that other stuff. It is super expensive to go to a Super Bowl. It's gotten super corporate, so your point's valid. But I'm saying if the Packers make it, Packer fans are going to be much more likely to be able to go to New Orleans.
Agreed.
Or to Indianapolis or to New York than they would be to take a transatlantic flight and go over there and have to do that. So I'll push back on your pushback.
All right, it's pushing back on the pushback. That's what we're here for. Yeah. Thanks, Tausch.
Double pushbacks.
How about those pandas, though? 7:59 on Wisconsin's Morning News.